I'm on one of those desperately overloaded boats, and it just capsized. Transported beyond self. No burial, I thought. The water is now in my lungs. I can't breathe. A ton of brick compresses the air out of me, blessing the world with a physical form that no longer carries my consciousness. The feeling of disassociation and a frisson goes out of my body, passing miles and miles of turbulent ocean waters. With that last emission, I'm catapulted into a different dimension. An odd, disconnected feeling engulfs me, like the echo of an empty drum just after it's been hit. The hum resounds, sending waves and waves and waves of sensation up my spine. Except there's no spine to me. My flesh is floating, and I can see sharks circling around it. I watch the sharks circle, seeing the tiny bubbles flowing from parts of me. A shark takes a bite from the abdomen, the center of my emotions, the area of my deepest meditation and most excruciating pains. But I feel nothing. I'm like a clump of rubber. The anatomically structured world collapses. I watch my body now being devoured in pieces, reminiscent of watching my two children, Anaïs and Tijan Dalto, getting killed. Two children getting killed? I don't have any children. Who's dreaming? Who's Topaz? An angry and perplexed black woman you met while you were in this island together. I'm having a dream belonging to a woman named Topaz. I don't know why. But now, the vessel which was her, that is now me, is being devoured into pieces as I watch. But she's no longer in a constant state of flux going around in circles. There is stillness and profound emptiness. That silence. Heavy, heavy red liquid mixed in the uterus of seawater. I'm losing focus quickly, expanding as each part of me separates, becoming a brew of the ocean, returning to a primeval state. A limitless linkage of all consciousness, all points of references simultaneously. The blood is the ocean, I'm part of the shark. The air bubbles break surface, catch the wind, and there I am, swirling across the Atlantic. On far off shores, I swirl. Oh, free at last, my gaze unlimited. On far, far offshores, I've touched the sand, become part of the earth. I'm no longer contained in poverty, kept leached and kindled, flattened and reduced by poverty pimps masturbating on black pain in the name of nationhood. Deeper and deeper I sink, trying to see the bottom, hoping to see the thousands of others there. Just then appeared the blood of 30,000 Haitians. massacre in the Jamaican Republican War. Blood that seeped down the earth's bottom. Down Massacre Hill. Massacre River. And into this ocean, share it with me this everlasting destiny. I ask you, do you know, to find Danto, Zancetjeriti Munyogini, the ancestors are in this body of water. Oh, just as I was there, trying to touch them, just as I was there, I was no longer there anymore. Like always, what's beneath my skull cap can't hold on to certainty for long. So just as I was about to touch them, they're not there anymore. I'm with the wind, the flower, the tree, the north star. An alarm clock is ringing. I want to stay in this place of silence, of consciousness without pain. But the ringing outside continues haunting me.
Sank off Flamingo Cay yesterday, the third such incident involving Haitians in less than a week. Last Saturday, 200 Haitians were rescued after their boat ran aground near Harbor Island. And on Tuesday, 123 Haitians were plucked from their sinking ship off the coast of Great Island. Even as rescue efforts were underway in the Flamingo Cay on Thursday, another group of dazed and desperate Haitians were shipwrecked trying to get to Miami.
Lose weight.
Get laid.
Win the lottery.
Be a celebrity.
Make money.
Have a baby.
For pity.
Lose weight.
Buy an SUV.
That window out there blows yesterday's morning winds in here, lifting the muddy moments in my life. Moments I had no intention of keeping in my head. Out there, when I'm awake, sudden orbs of tinted memories open up whenever I stand still or move too quickly. Like a broken faucet, I can't stop the trickling flow of pain. I didn't intend to keep the grief I move in and spin out of control, but I carry the island with me, and that wave's psychic energy keeps coming in here, tiring me, refusing to hear the people's voice and choice. And I'm telling you, the past stares, the future stares, and today I want your sin.
Lose weight.
Get laid.
Win the lottery.
Be a celebrity.
Make money.
Have a baby.
For pity.
Lose weight.
Buy an SUV.
Get rid of her.